T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our next guest on the Catlin Capital Hotline's number resides in the rafters of Moda Center. He's the head coach now at the University of Portland. Terry Porter joins us. Good morning, Terry. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us. How are you doing this morning?
You're doing okay. Good morning. Who is this, Cam or Dusty?
This is Dusty.
And Cam. How's this sound? Is it echoing? Should I pick up the you guys on speaker?
you're
rock
good.
Rock solid.
You're good right where we're at, my man. We are good right where we're
awesome.
At.
Awesome.
You came to Portland 1985. You were drafted into Portland out of Wisconsin Stevens Point, and then Mr. Glickman was running the team, and then a few years into your tenure as a professional, then Paul Allen becomes the owner of the Portland Trailblazers. Can you talk about Paul Allen, the owner, and kind of what he meant to you in that transition of becoming the Paul Allen-led Portland Trailblazers?
Yeah, so those early years of Paul owning the team, Paul was really like, I mean, he was like a fan. It was unbelievable. He just loved being around the guys, trying to learn as much as he can about basketball. He didn't have a basketball background, but he always loved the sport and loved watching the sport. So those early years was really all about just him coming in, trying to build relationships with the guys, sometimes to a fault, and trying to get to know guys' families and making sure guys had everything they needed from the organization that can make us be successful. I mean, he asked, you know, in regards to any type of things. You know, at first, we were one of the first teams that had a private plane that flew charter. And, you know, this league is so much like a copycat league that I think the year we made it to the finals in the 90s, Detroit had a plane and we had a plane. And then, you know, years to follow, every team looked at that and start, you know, charting planes. So he was definitely a trailblazer, so to speak, in that regard. So, you know, it was just great to have him there. He was always, you know, those early days when he had the big beards, he almost looked like Paul Bunyan, like a guy, an owner, when you think about owners back then. But he was one of the first owners of those, that new owner breed that had a lot of resources, but also wanted to be more involved with the players and getting to know players. He always had, his door was always open to players to talk about anything regarding business. And if you needed something, if your family needed something, he did whatever was needed to accommodate you.
Terry, what was your first interaction with Paul Allen? I mean, I know I remember speaking my time, getting a chance to meet the owners, and that first time you kind of shake their hand, you go, okay, what is this about? Can you take us back to that first time? Maybe you got a chance to say hi to him or his conversation with you about what he thought of the program or and yourself and just that experience with him for the first time.
Yeah, I think we're at obviously some type of gathering, and he was introduced to everybody, and then we had a chance to chat. Obviously, it was an environment with a lot of people, so I mean, we didn't get a chance to spend a lot of time with him the very first time. He just gave us his vision early on, spoke to everybody, and then kind of worked his way around the room, so to speak. And then as the year went on, you know, he said in his speech that he was going to, you know, spend some time with each guy and try to get a feel for, you know, what your thoughts are on the organization and how he can, you know, how he can improve it. You know, so it was, the first thoughts was, wow, he's, you know, he seemed very committed to what was needed for the team to turn the corner and try to get better. So from that standpoint, he seemed very concerned and caring of, you know, what our well-being was and what our, and getting to know us.
Terry Porter is our guest on the Catlin Capital Hotline, former Trailblazer, great now, the head coach at the University of Portland men's basketball program. So you mentioned that he wanted to get to know the players, and we've heard these stories of he would actually bring you guys out, and you mentioned like the first time there was a party. Was there any interactions that you guys kind of, you had different stops around the league, that were different where he would take you guys to places? Were you part of the teams that would go up to Mercer Island in practice or practice at his homes or anything like that where it was kind of a little bit different than other places that you went?
Yeah, I mean, that was very unique. I mean, when Seattle had a team, wherever we went up there, we normally went up the night before and practiced and got a chance to have dinner with him and his family, his mom and his sister at their place and got to see, you know, he gave us tours of his house and, you know, all the guys were like, you know, unbelievable, eyes wide open, mouth wide open, just amazed at, you know, his collection of cars and his library. You know, so from that, it was a lot of that. And those are the type of meetings where he watched us practice and we had more one-on-ones with him and had a chance to really talk to him about, you know, guys had curious questions about, you know, how he started, you know, Microsoft and, you know, talked about, you know, things that was not always basketball, but just life. And so those are the type of moments that was exciting to be able to get to know your owner that way.
You know, some owners are always built into, we want to make money. I mean, some owners are built that way. Others are businessmen. Did you feel like Mr. Allen felt like he really had a passion to win and cared about basketball more than anything? And he did own the Seahawks at the time, too, during this run. But did you feel during your run that he really cared about winning and building a great organization?
Yeah, I would say those are two of the things he talked about when we first met him in regards to his vision was, you know, build something that's sustainable, build an organization that the city, the players, the staff, and he could be proud of and has looked around the league as one of the best organizations, run organizations in the league. And so in my time with him, he did all that. I mean, he, like I said, he always tried to give what's best for the players in regards to salaries. He always tried to make sure all the amenities and things of that nature was great. And if they wasn't, there was stuff in plan to try to make it. And I'd left before they built a new facility out at Tualatin, but that was something that he mentioned right away that there was going to be done where we could have their our own facility. Because back in the days, people don't remember that. Sure, we were practicing at Lewis and Clark, Lake Oswego, Jewish Community Center. We didn't have a permanent site. We didn't have a permanent site. So he, in regards to what he envisioned for the organizations and the type of facilities that they needed to make it, you know, a championship caliber organization, he took those necessary steps.
You know, and that's an amazing thing that you said right there is the professional basketball team in Portland was practicing at the Jewish Community Center in Portland, Oregon at one point. Now, you, one of the things that you left Portland, and obviously you had stops along the way, and then you came back and you were an ambassador to the Portland Trailblazers. When you left Portland, was there a conversation that you had with him, with Paul Allen, when you left town? And obviously they brought you back, the whole organization did, with open arms. When you came back, did you always feel like you were kind of a welcome member of the Blazers community?
Well, I didn't have a particular conversation with Paul at the time. I just know I had left and, you know, we just left on very good terms. And so, you know, we just talked about in general, hey, if you ever get back this way, we'd definitely love to have you be a part of this organization. But that wasn't with Paul. That was the GM at the time. And so, you know, that was something you never know. I mean, that stuff sometimes that just happens on the exit meetings. You know, you have those conversations. But I didn't know at that time if I was going to be coming back or not. I didn't know what my future held for me. But, no, Portland's always felt like it was a place that, you know, I could easily make home because I grew up here. My wife grew up here. Two of my kids were born here. But what Paul did for this city, you know, people – you know, sometimes don't give him credit, but he did a tremendous amount of work in our community that not always was, you know, in the newspaper or in the latest news cycle. But he cared about this community and he cared about, you know, trying to make it right.
Terry Porter, our guest. Thank you for your time, Terry, head basketball coach at the University of Portland, now former Portland Trailblazer. Great. Thank you for sharing a few stories about Mr. Allen and joining us this morning.
You guys are welcome. You guys have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.